After the show last month, we invited listeners to send in renovation questions for Stephanie to answer in today's show. I can't wait, so let's get started. Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning, Debbie and listeners. Thank you so much for having me on the show today. So after the show last week, we received some excellent questions, and I've chosen one for you that I think will really resonate with you and the listeners.
It's a great question, Stephanie. This question is from Anna, and she says, "Help, I'm going in circles. I'm trying to add an extra bedroom and bathroom to my house. I've come up with a few different ideas, but now I'm stuck. I can't decide how to move forward because I don't know what my ideas will cost or if there is a better idea I am missing. I think I should talk to a builder, but I'm not sure. Can you tell me who I should talk to help me move forward?"
Going in circles is such a common problem, and I hear it all the time. And the reason is because Anna's got to solve three problems. She's got to solve design problems, construction problems, and cost problems. So where does she start? Now, she's thinking of talking to a builder, but who are the other people that she could possibly talk to? And there are a few other people that may be able to answer this question, and I will tell you the answer in the end about which one's the best. So there is the builder, like she mentioned. There's an architect, a building designer, or a drafter. So let me explain which one is the best, because to get the right answer, you need to ask the right person. So starting with a builder has fantastic construction knowledge and fantastic cost knowledge, but they don't know so much about design. And she's trying to work out the arrangement of the bathroom and her bedroom in the house. So that won't really solve it. And a builder, the first thing he's going to say is, "Can I see some drawings? Can you show me what I need to build so he can put a price against it?" So what are her next options, her design options she's looking for now? So what about an architect or a building designer? Let's start with an architect. So an architect, I think across the board, can potentially have the best knowledge in design, construction, and cost. But not all architects are the same. So she's got to find someone who is happy to give her some advice at hourly rates. And that should answer her questions in one hit, all of those issues. What about a building designer? Building designer can also be a great option for Anna. But building designers have different skills. So some of them are very similar to architects in their knowledge of houses and how they go together. And some of them are just like draftees. So you've really got to find one that can help you with design, construction, and costs. The last one was a drafter. Sometimes people come to me and they say, "Oh, I've spoken to a drafter and he didn't give me any design." And it's like, well, drafters don't do design, they do fantastic drawing. And they also have a good knowledge of construction for standard buildings, but they won't really give Anna the solution that she needs because they can't really help with design. So the upshot of that is, if she can, find an architect or a building designer who specialises in design. I hope that answers your question.
Wow, you've given us all a lot to think about. Stephanie Skivering from Renovation Collaborative, thank you for joining us on Morning Magazine.
Thank you so much, Debbie, for having me. It's been great to be here.
A house is only as good as the design brief. Next month, Stephanie will share the critical features that add value and make a home a great place to live. As always, if you have any renovation questions, please send them in.